Tucker Carlson, Antifa, BLM mobs are pampered children play acting a revolution, they are cowards. By Jeff Poor on June 29, 2020. Monday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson used his opening monologue to proclaim it is ordinary citizens filling a void left by elected Republicans who have failed to stand up to the mobs wreaking havoc in American cities around the country. Carlson cited a group of people defending a statue of former President Teddy Roosevelt in New York City as one such example. For more than a month, mobs of violent crazy people have roamed this country, terrorizing citizens and destroying things, he said. No one has stopped them from doing that, so it's continued, and they've become stronger, Carlson said. Politicians now cower before the mob. Corporate America mouths their slogans. The education cartel forced on your children enforces their demands. Police officers emasculated and restrained. Watch it all from the sidelines, unable to help. For weeks, we've asked who will stand up for this country? And the answer, we are learning, is Americans. Americans will. It is up to them. Small groups of citizens are beginning to come forward to defend their laws, defend their history and culture, Carlson continued. Antifa does not own those things. Neither does Black Lives Matter. They have no right to destroy them. In New York City over the weekend, a group of citizens gathered to defend the statue of Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt was the most popular president in the history of this nation. That is partly because he was a sterling moral example. Antifa wants him erased. Local officials have said they would comply with that demand. No one asked the public what the public thinks of this. Our leaders don't care what they think. This group decided to be heard. As Carlson showed, when a group of people stand up to the mob, it exposes its weaknesses. He also questioned the motives of the mob, showing its goals were not about promoting so-called racial justice. The mob is not fearsome, he said. It's pathetic. These are pampered children play-acting a revolution. They are cowards. That's why they move in packs. They have no skills. All they can do is destroy. The closer you get to them, the clearer all of that is. It never was about racial justice, Carlson added. It never was about racial justice. That's obvious to the rest of us, now. The president understands it too. Last week, he issued an executive order to protect our monuments from the mob. On Saturday, the Department of Justice charged four people with destruction of federal property for vandalizing monuments right across from the White House. Federal Park Police posted 15 wanted posters online. Oh, but the overpaid corporate revolutionaries on cable news were outraged by that. Enforcing the law? Enforcing the law is racist. They lectured us. MSNBC anchors enjoy seeing statues topple as they glide by in their car services. It makes them feel alive. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.